On this spooky episode of UO Explorers, we're giving you the inside scoop on ghost rooms with a guest. Join us as we explore Universal Orlando. Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the UO Explorers podcast. I'm Kobe.
I'm Holly.
And together we're going to explore everything that Universal Orlando has to offer. As you heard in the teaser today, we are telling you all about ghost rooms and how they work. But first, Holly, where can everyone find us on social media?
Check us out on Facebook and Instagram, as well as Twitter.
And you can also find us on Patreon. And when you become a patron, you receive access to such things as AMAs, Patreon-exclusive episodes. You'll get a sticker, a happy birthday shout-out, and a thank you for becoming a patron shout-out. And we do have a sponsor, but rather than tell you about them, we will let them tell you about themselves.
Hey guys, this is Nikki Hendricks. I'm the owner of Favorite Grampy Travels, and I'm here with the one and only Favorite Grampy as well.
Hey there, it's Favorite Grampy here. How are you all doing?
I am so excited to have both of you on, but no offense, Nikki, Favorite Grampy, Grampy, I am so excited to have you on this show.
Well, we are happy to be here.
Yes, we're super excited.
All right, so what we're going to do today is we're going to kind of cover ghost rooms because it is a very controversial, very interesting topic that I don't think everyone really knows about, or, you know, they might know a little bit about it, but haven't fully done a deep dive. And we figured we could do it, but we would be committing our biggest cardinal sin that we talk about here on the show. So one of the things that we talk about when we're talking about Favorite Grampy Travels is not being that family who tries to do everything by yourself when you don't know what you're doing, and then you end up with tickets to Universal Hollywood.
That's happened.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. We've seen that in the group for sure.
Holly and I, this is probably a few years ago now, saw one of those like big tour groups, like 20, 30 people, all at guest services, all pointing to the tickets, all Universal Hollywood.
Oh no. That's so sad.
So we figured, let's not be hypocrites. Let's bring in the experts on the subject. Are you guys ready?
Yes, we are. We're here. We're ready to rock and roll.
I'm ready.
All right. We'll start simple. Either one of you can answer or both can answer. But number one, how do ghosts... Well, actually, number one, I guess we could have started here. I guess, what is a ghost room and how do they work?
Yeah, so I'll take that one. A ghost room, it's not an official term. This is a term that guests have used and put on a room that you book, but you don't actually stay in it. And you might think, why would someone pay for a room and not stay in it? And the reason is because they want the complimentary Express Unlimited passes. So at the Universal Orlando Resort Premier hotels, you actually get Express Unlimited passes for everybody in the room. And with a standard room, you can fit up to 5 people in that room, and you would have the Express passes for both your check-in all the way through your check-out day. So on a one-night stay, that's 2 days worth of Express Unlimited passes for up to, well, 5 people each. And if an Express Unlimited pass is $300 per day times 5 people times 2 days, you're talking thousands of dollars in savings potentially by booking a one-night stay at a premier resort, doing a ghost room. And so we do that for our clients all the time, save them lots and lots of money. And we love being able to save the money this way.
Okay, that sounds pretty cool. Now, I guess a kind of a follow-up that I'd have is, so you said it's up to 5 people. So this question is more for Grampy. Depending on how many people I book, does the number of ghosts that come with the room change? Like, is it different for 2 or for 5? Is it 1 ghost per person or?
Interesting question. I took a picture once and I only saw 1 ghost in there.
Okay.
But then again, if you go into the room, is it a ghost room anymore? I don't know. That's an age old question, because the ghost room is a ghost room because nobody's in there but ghosts. And once you get in there, the ghosts go away. So it really depends. I don't know. It's like, does the tree make a sound when it falls in the forest? I don't know.
Fair enough. I feel like there's got to be some HHN marketing in here somewhere.
Ooh.
Hey, yeah, a ghost room would be great for your HHN stay.
How to get t-shirts.
All right, so to me, this just sounds like a loophole. This sounds like Universal's trying to sell express passes at, you know, the highest price point possible while keeping demand high. But it seems like this is a workaround. So I'm assuming Universal must frown upon ghost rooms, right?
Well, one thing I want to mention first with express passes, there are two different kinds. There's the express pass and then the express unlimited pass. If you want to do the same ride over and over again, get the express unlimited pass. That way you can ride over and over again. The regular one, you can only do it one time.
Ghost rooms give you the unlimited express.
Yes, they give you the better one.
Great, yeah. The more expensive one. Yes.
Right, exactly. And the other big tip is book, if you're not going to do a ghost room, if you're just going to do express passes, book them as soon as you possibly can, because pricing goes up the longer you wait. The closer you get to travel, the higher the price is going to be, kind of like airline tickets. You know, the fuller the plane, the higher the price. So it could be $99 today, but a week before your trip, it's either sold out or $300. So if you're just going to get express passes, book it as soon as you possibly can to save the most money. But no, it's technically is not a loophole. They are totally aware of it. They are totally fine with it. Really, how can you really control what somebody does once they pay for the room? They pay at a fair price, the asking price. Who knows if you slept in there or not? And why does it even matter? You know? So that's what they're saying. As long as they're getting paid for the room, they're totally fine with it.
They get the hotel gets filled up, but you know, otherwise there'd be empty rooms, and their whole goal is to make sure the hotel is fully occupied and all the guests are at the parks having fun.
Whenever I hear about the whole ghost room thing, and you know, like we said, it's controversial, so some people feel like, you know, you shouldn't sleep somewhere else, you should have to sleep in the room, I always think about like when I coached college baseball and we'd have to go do like room checks on guys when we'd stay on the road.
Right.
And guys are like sneaking out of windows and like coming back in at the last second. They're like, coaches are coming. You can hear like people like scrambling, like putting like pillows under covers. Like, oh no, he's sleeping. He's definitely not out right now. He's sleeping. Don't wake him, coach.
Right. You need to make sure you're in the room when the Universal employees come around to check. Like, no, that's not going to happen.
Exactly. No, how are they going to be able to police that?
So when we book these, how early could we check in?
You can actually check in officially as early as 7 a.m. We've had some clients check in as early as 6:30, but officially 7 a.m. And what some people get confused with, checking in doesn't mean that your room is ready. Check-in just means that you show up and arrive at the front desk and they provide you with your room keys. Your Express Unlimited Pass is actually your room key. So you'll be able to take that, go ahead, head towards the park. You can take the ferry or walk over. Since you're staying in the Premier, you're super duper close to the parks, and you can take advantage of that early park admission because you're technically staying on property.
And the room key does act as a pretty nice souvenir. I'm just saying.
Yes. It does. And if you're actually at Hard Rock, you can turn it into a guitar pick at the end of your stay.
Yes, we have one somewhere.
Awesome.
Don't know where, but yes, we're going somewhere back in August, so we can try that again.
So I think one of the more controversial things, or the more maybe confusing things to people that don't really know about ghost rooms, is why on earth anyone would do this.
Oh,
why
yes.
would you spend so much money on one of the premier resorts, which are beautiful, right? A lot of people, we love staying at them. Why would people book a room there and then not actually stay?
Well, you know, it's all that it is. They're not looking at it as a financial transaction. All you're doing is buying express passes. You could buy them outright, but they cost a lot, especially for a couple of days. It could be, you know, $3,000 for four or five people for 2 days. But if you get a ghost room, you can get that for maybe $900. Now, come on, that's $2,100 difference. I'm just not making these up. You can go on the site, on the Universal website, and you can price things out and see. So just look at it that way. It's a no-brainer, but people then want to just, well, why don't you use the room? Well, I'm staying in this other place. I got three kids. I don't want to move all my stuff.
Exactly. Especially if you have babies, you don't want to move all your stuff there. Oftentimes our clients have larger accommodations elsewhere. Maybe they have a 2 or 3 bedroom villa, or they have a place that has a full kitchen that's important to them. You're not going to have those amenities in the standard room at the Premier Resort. And every family is different. So here at Favorite Grampy Travels, we like to match our clients to the accommodations that best fit their family's needs. So while they might be staying somewhere else, the standard room at the Premier Resort is not their cup of tea or what they need for that evening. Now, other families, yeah, it's great. Pack an overnight bag, stay in there for the night, squeeze into that room. You know, maybe there's all 5 of you, and enjoy the amenities of the Premier Resort, the beautiful pools, the grounds, everything, being close to the parks. But it just depends. Every family is different, and we like to make sure that they're matched appropriately and have everything that they need.
Yeah, Grampy, I think you make a really good point, too, when you're mentioning it as, you know, people see the wrong side of the financial transaction, because I think that what most people are thinking about when they're deciding where to stay is the actual hotel itself. So a Premier hotel is obviously the top option that you have at Universal, and it's very exciting to be able to stay there because not everybody gets to. And when you think about it as, oh, well, I'm paying for a Premier hotel, but I'm not even staying there, I guess it seems kind of weird. But when you think about it from the opposite, when you think about it as, I'm just buying a discounted express and that room is an additional perk on top of it if I choose to use it, then it starts to make a lot more sense to me.
Yeah, you just look at it as, okay, I just bought my Illinois Express passes, and oh, look, they threw in a free room. Don't need it, though.
How nice of them.
But that's nice to have a room that sleeps 5 at Portofino Bay.
Yep, exactly. And one other reason why some of our clients won't utilize a room is perhaps they have more people than can fit in that standard room. And the Express Pass comes in all of the Premier rooms. There are larger rooms that do fit more. We just find that the biggest bang for your buck, the biggest value, is going to be the standard rooms. But like our family, we have 6 people in our family. So we physically, legally cannot stay in a standard room, and it doesn't make sense for us to be in a suite. So what we usually do is we'll book the guest room for the 5, and then we'll pay out of pocket for that 6th person. Or I'll go without and just, you know, take the pictures and all that kind of thing, because I don't have to ride the big rides. So it just depends, again, on the family. But that's another reason why they might not physically sleep in that room that they purchased.
Now, one thing you can do is with that overnight bag, not even stay overnight, but, you know, take a break during the day and just head over to the hotel and use the pool. Or yes, at the restaurant, or, you know, just take a little break from the oppressive Florida heat in the middle of summer.
Upgrade to the club level room. We have a lot of clients that will do that. They'll upgrade into the club level, and that way they have access to the breakfast, lunch, snacks, cookie hour, all that, and they're able to come back and forth during the day and enjoy those additional amenities. And oftentimes, especially if you have teenagers, they're going to get their money worth out of all of that food that's included, bottles of water, things like that, that you can take over to the park. I mean, a bottle of water is like $5 in the park. Times 5 people, you can take 10 of them with you to the park. Boom, there you go. You just saved a whole bunch of money.
Yeah, we're friendly with the Universal Family Podcast, and they swear by club level because they have 2 teenage sons.
Yes. Oh my gosh, they can eat so much.
It pays for itself and more.
One day, Holly, one day.
We'll get a club level.
One day we're going to have to go club level, cookie hour.
I know, that might sell me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, just take all the cookies there, and you have lots of snacks. We love snacks.
And they actually do have alcoholic beverages in the evening as well.
Sold.
Oh, okay. And we are really big fans of going back to the hotels during the day, too. So that would be a perfect time just to... And you can check out any of the pools, right? If you stay at one of the Premier hotels, you can...
Yep, the Premier resorts, you can definitely pool hop in between the different hotels. And yes, enjoy them all.
Yeah, I think it's what? Just Endless Summer can't come over and you can't go to Endless Summer. But that's correct. Not even... Holly and I always argue about this, but I don't really consider that to be on site, so... That's my soapbox.
You're adding more controversial topics to the show.
Always.
Stick to one.
Well, whatever you think, I'll do the opposite.
Right. He just likes to be controversial.
Just for fun.
I do have a branch off question on booking hotel rooms, because I think the other controversy that comes with this is people feel like you're taking away a hotel room from somebody who would stay there. And that, first of all, comes
lies,
back.
All lies.
Right. That first of all, comes back to the whole, do we really want people doing room checks argument, which I don't think anybody does. But two, when you're booking clients, assuming they come to you with a reasonable time frame, you know, they're not showing up and saying, I'm going in 2 weeks, what can you do? How often do you find that the premieres are sold out for your clients who give you an appropriate time frame for booking?
Very, very rarely. Maybe over the holidays, the super big holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, spring break, that kind of thing. But as long as you give us 30, 45 days, most often there's going to be some kind of room at the premier resorts. So really you'd have to be someone who's traveling over a busy season and waiting till the very last minute to book those. But if you know ahead of time that you're traveling, everybody has the same access. So that's why I feel like it's fair, and why we enjoy selling them, is everybody has the same access to book these rooms, whether they sleep in them or not. So that's how I feel it's fair to be able to book those, whether it's a ghost room or you actually sleep in the room.
Yeah, some people are just slow and they don't do the reservations until it's almost time to go. And of course, there's nothing there because other people have already booked. So hey, it's their fault.
Universal matches their own prices, right? Like if I book at 400 and it drops to 380 and I call in, they'll match the 380, right?
Well, here's the thing. Universal isn't going to call you and say, hey, right, we just gave you a better rate. But when you book with Favor Grand Prix Travels, we will. So we price watch for you. Yes, we'll price watch for you. When a promotion comes out, we will reprice your room and work on that for you. So you're not waiting on hold. You're not having to talk to a different person every time you call in. We take care of that for you when you wake up to either a voicemail or an email saying that we saved you money.
See, that's amazing.
That's nice. Because Holly and I had to do it manually last year. We try to book a year out in advance for our premiere trip, because what we always find is that's the cheapest. Usually that's the cheapest it'll be. Just because you're so far in advance, they like getting those rooms booked out. But then they ended up doing like pass holder perks, and the construction project at Portofino had started.
Yes.
So they ended up dropping like $50 below even the rate that we had paid, and we just called and they price matched. But you're right, we had to go and do that research for ourselves.
Yep, and a lot of families are busy and they don't have the time to watch for those prices and be checking all the time on the website. And the website can be very confusing as well.
Agreed. Definitely can yes. be. The dates are always changing and I'm like, all right, we're ready to book. Oh no, the wrong dates are actually selected. It's happened more than once.
Nick and our team stays on top of that, because that is one big perk that they like, that we like to offer.
So we get a couple more questions here. This one should be pretty straightforward. Does Universal do bag transfers from hotel to hotel?
So the answer is yes, and the answer is no.
Love those.
If you're,
hey, I'm confused.
When are you not confused, Favorite Grampy? When you're staying at a premier resort or a preferred resort, they will transfer your bags to any of the other Universal hotels. However, if you're at one of the value resorts or prime value resorts, they will not transfer it to the premier resort or anywhere else. They don't have the staff and they don't offer that amenity at the values and prime values.
All right. That's good info.
Yeah. So it's a great way to be able to do a split stay. A lot of times we'll have the premier resort first, so that way their bags can transfer over to, let's say they're staying at the value resort afterwards to save a little bit of money before they head out. So they won't have to worry about their bags at all. They'll get transferred and they can enjoy the last day in the park.
All right. Holly, what do you got over there?
I guess our last question here for ghost rooms is going to be, what's the easiest way to book one?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Oh, my gosh. Going through Favorite Grampy Travels is the best way to book a ghost room. I would say it's the only way to book a ghost room.
Yes, we absolutely love booking these one-night stays and saving our clients loads of money. And again, price watching for you. So if the price goes down, we're able to save you that additional money as well. And it's more money for my favorite snack. I love, love, love the cookie dough over at Fire Eaters Grill. Or maybe you guys want to do some ice cream or different things like that. But having more money in your pocket to have fun and make memories at the park, that's a win-win for sure.
And I mean, look, you can go and do it yourself. You can go and book the ghost room on your own, but that's how you end up staying at the Grand Floridian and you're all confused about it.
Yes, it's unfortunate. There's many ways that clients will come to us and we have to kind of untangle a mess that they've made. They've bought in tickets for Disney's Hollywood Studios instead of Universal Studios Orlando, or maybe they purchase tickets for Hollywood instead of Orlando. There's so much that can go wrong. And by working with an expert who does this day in and day out all day long, we're able to find the exact package that's perfect for your family for the best value.
It really does make a difference, in all seriousness, to go with people who do this type of stuff for a living, because this is not ticket related, but Holly and I went to Mickey's Not So Scary last August, and we had made our plan for how we were going to do it, but we're not really Disney people. We'll do it as just like an add-on, like we're Universal people. So shout out to our food blogger friend, John Self. We went over the plan with him, and he looked at it and was like, no, we're not doing it like that at all. And he picked this up. He shuttled us around, told us exactly what to do, how to get back, all like kind of insider tips, and it made the experience a lot better. So, I mean, going with the travel agent who knows what they're doing when it comes to booking this rather than trying to do it for yourself is probably just the safer bet.
Right, and we're able to maximize your time in the parks. We provide you with tips and tricks, the best rides to do early in the morning, which ones to wait on, the best restaurants to go to. So yes, we're not just agents that book you and forget about it. We make sure that you're going to have an amazing time and you're prepared for what's coming.
All right, Holly, any other ghost room related questions?
No, that's it for me.
I'm on our Facebook group, the one we have for Universal. We have about 230,000 members in that group, and we get all kinds of questions in there. And I have a question that comes up all the time. So I get the reason for a ghost room is to get the express passes for your party, but is there a way to link up with other families and maybe share the costs, or another family can actually use the room and be able to, that way they'd be able to afford it? So one family gets the room and the other family gets the express passes, makes it cheaper for both parties. Just a thought. Nick, what's your thought on that?
So I would recommend you only go into business with someone that you know. I would not do that with a complete stranger online, because you would technically, who booked the room, would be responsible for any damages or charges to the room, things like that. So I personally would not. Not to mention, you guys are going to have access. Both of you guys are going to have access to the room. So there's privacy issues there as well. So I have personally done it with friends where we've done a staycation and we put the children and one adult into the room, so that for the basic purpose of having the kids have the Express Unlimited passes. So yeah, do it with somebody that you know, but I definitely would not do it with somebody that you do not trust.
Right, we're not going to start up a group chat.
I mean,
set that up with strangers.
Hey, anyone wants to do it with us, just understand that we will order room service and open all the expensive water bottles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those water bottles, that's $10 a bottle. Let me open 20 of them.
At least, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, we get questions like that all the time. People asking about that. But no, yeah, as Nikki says, that's not a good idea for many, many reasons.
Yeah, but come check out our Facebook group. There's lots of great questions and answers in there. We talk about these kinds of rooms. We also talk about tips in the park, best ways to do all the Harry Potter attractions, all kinds of good things.
And that group is Universal Studios Friends and Family Tips and Tricks.
That's right.
And yeah, closing in on 230,000 members as I look right now.
Maybe we can do it by the end of the month.
Maybe we're almost the biggest next to Universal Studios themselves.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we just have some kind of more fun questions here. So you kind of alluded to this earlier, but do you have any one worst they should have used a travel agent moment that you've seen from people?
Oh, wow. I would say with Universal, the biggest, oh my goodness, kind of moment is when we hear of someone booking, not working with an agent, not working with Favorite Grand Prix Travels, and they book a stay over Christmas thinking that it's going to be empty because everybody's home celebrating Christmas.
Oh, no.
Yes, it happens all the time, all the time. Dozens of families every year. And, you know, so of course they're not prepared. They don't understand all the crowds. They haven't gotten express passes. They haven't booked their one night stay at the Premier Resort for the complimentary, you know, Express Unlimited passes. They have no idea what they're getting into. They have a horrible time. And of course, during the holidays, you're paying the most. Prices are the highest. So they're paying the most money and just having a terrible time because they're not prepared. And it's really sad because it could have been something truly amazing if they were ready for it.
Holly, did you just feel your heart rate spike?
Yeah, because that was one of the most stressful times we've ever had.
We knew when we did it, but we went in 2017. We went like right after Christmas, like the 26th through like the 30th or something like that. But we knew going in it was going to be crazy. I can't imagine not knowing that the crowds are going to be like that and then just walking in. Oh, my God.
And now it's so much more busy. So, you know, it's even worse than when you were there. Because it's getting pretty, Universal getting pretty popular.
Oh, yeah. With everybody coming before Epic Universe is open, we have so many clients that want to go one last time before it gets even more crazy for Epic Universe. But
I was going to say that it's not like there's anything coming down the pike here that's going to make them any more popular or anything.
Right. And we thought, oh, sales are going to be down this year because people are going to hold off on vacation this year and go, you know, once Epic Universe opens. But it's not the case. People are visiting this year to get in before the crowds for Epic Universe. There might be skipping next year and then coming after Epic Universe has had some time to be open for a little bit. So that's what we've been noticing. They're doing a 2024 vacation and then plan a 2026 vacation. So that was the exact opposite of what we had projected.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And they're saving for their 2025 tickets by booking a ghost room for 2024.
That's right.
There you go.
Yeah, save that money. Book ghost rooms. Go, go, go. Or boo, boo, boo. I don't know.
Boo, boo, boo.
All right, so our next questions here are for both of you, and they're just related to the parks. So up first, the big one, IOA or Universal?
IOA, Islands of Adventure.
Definitely Islands of Adventure for sure. The theming is just incredible, and it has the best roller coasters in the world.
Even though I don't ride them, they're too scary.
Grampy, have you done any?
I haven't done any. Well, you know what? I haven't done a Velocicoaster.
Okay.
I thought you did do Hagrid's.
I did Hagrid's, and I didn't. I'm not doing the Hulk because that thing is just, you know, it just creams out of control, and you die at the end. I'm going to pass it.
The Hulk is pretty rough. That's a tough coaster.
But I like, I love Hagrid's.
So I'm a gray out guy. So the Hulk kills me with whatever G's it's pulling. So right when you go into like the first spin, I like lose vision for about 10 seconds. So I just ride the Hulk completely blind for like 10 seconds. And Holly's mom listens to the show, and whenever I tell this story, she gets very upset that I continue to ride the Hulk. But I'm just like, 10 seconds, I just can't see anything, and then it comes back. I'm like, oh, that's great.
Perfect.
Can't be good for you.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
All right, what's your favorite ride? Either park.
So I'm going to say Hagrid's is my favorite, but man, Velocicoaster is so close as second. I might even choose Velocicoaster first, but Hagrid's all the time, over and over and over and over again. Velocicoaster is just so It's so incredible, and you get so much hang time, and you're only being held in across your lap, so you can feel everything when you're hanging upside down and you're going down the drop. It's incredible. So it's such a close tie. So I'd say 51, 49, depending on the day.
Okay, so mine would be in Dr. Seuss Land. There is a little train that goes above everything. That's my favorite. It's nice and slow. It's relaxing. You can see everybody from up there. That's great.
Grampy, you're lucky. Do you know what that was supposed to be originally?
No. What was it supposed to be?
So that was supposed to be, I mean, it wasn't going to be a crazy thrill ride, but you were supposed to like bump into the cart in front of you. It was supposed to be a little more adventurous originally.
Oh, it's plenty adventurous for me.
Yeah, that was like the big reason why it, I think it was like the first 7 years or so of IOA, it just sat there as tracks and there was no ride. Like one of the companies involved in it, there were lawsuits and somebody went bankrupt. And when it came back, it was a completely different thing, which is what we have today, the trolley.
Which is awesome.
Holly and I do love the trolley. Yes. We got stuck up there for what, a half an hour once?
Yes.
Whoa.
There are worse places to get stuck.
Oh, you were so fortunate.
He's jealous.
Yeah, we actually got stuck at like the perfect time of day. It was like dusk, so it wasn't like 95 degrees in August stuck up there.
Yeah.
And we were out like over the lagoon. We could see things. Like, imagine getting stuck in that tunnel. That wouldn't be as much fun.
No, that would not be good. Circus McGurkus is smelling the food for half an hour. Right. Like, throw something up.
Yeah, somebody throw up some biscuits to you.
Grampy, have you done The Mummy?
The Mummy? Oh, yeah. The Mummy's great.
Are you aware that there is a pyrotechnic feature?
As in a fire?
Yes.
Do I know that? Yes, I do. Do I? I don't know. I forget. I'm old.
So we, my brother is a semi-frequent guest on the show. We've had him on several times, and he goes on trips with us. And he is a wonderful young man who is just painfully oblivious. And we make fun of him all the time because we got off The Mummy once and he's probably like 10 to 15 times on this ride by this point. And Holly and I are talking about how cool the fire effect is, where the whole ceiling catches fire at the false ending
and the room's
20 degrees warmer and it's so intense.
Right. We're just casually mentioning it like, oh, yeah, I love that part.
And my brother Tyler goes, wait, what? The ceiling catches on fire? So we're like, all right, we're going to go on this again. So we go on with him again, and ceiling catches fire. I poke him, and he looks up and goes, oh, yeah.
I remember now.
This is a very noticeable feature. Like, the entire ceiling, it's loud.
And it's hot.
Yes. No idea.
All right, so Nikki, you told us your favorite snack is the cookie dough from Fire Eater's Grill, which is now on our list. Grampy, do you have a favorite snack or drink?
My favorite snack is a Cinnaroll at Cinnabons. Yeah.
And they are keeping the Cinnabon in the park is still open, I understand. I think it's just the one in City Walk that bit the dust this week.
That's crazy talk.
Yeah, and the iconic wave photo station thing, that's gone too. In our group, we have a post that's gone viral, and it's just everybody paying tribute to the wave and posting their pictures. Yeah, it's so sad.
That's been there forever.
No, I know. I even remember my first trip, 2003.
What are you looking at me like? I wasn't there.
I'm trying to calculate when what grade I was in. But yeah, I do have a photo on it. I'm also trying to find it.
Oh, actually, you know what? This is on the spot. This is not on the list of questions I sent over. But when did you two first go to the parks? Holly and I have an interesting timeline, so I'm always curious about other people.
When did it open?
1990 for Universal Studios, 99 for IOA.
Then it must have been 95, the year after it opened.
Yeah, and he would have taken me.
And I would have taken her, so we would have gone together. So that's when we went.
I remember Dancing with Frankenstein.
I don't remember that. I remember the Back to the Future ride, and it was so awesome. It was so great.
Yes, and I remember Jaws and King Kong.
And then there was a period of 25 years where I didn't go to Universal. And I went back looking for the Back to the Future ride. It turned into Simpsons. What? What gives? It was awesome. Now people say that it gets them sick.
Yes, that is one that does make me a bit queasy. But now we go to the parks probably a couple times a month since we live so close.
Oh, at least. Yeah.
Grampy, you have a similar trajectory to me. I went to Islands of Adventure the year that it opened in 1999, but I did not go back, and I did not go to studios at all until 2016. So I have the interesting distinction of saying that I've been to IOA for the opening year and, what, 26 years after studios opened, which is not typical.
Yeah, no, it's not. No, it's not.
We're making up for lost time now.
No kidding.
Life happened. We did other stuff, and we ended up not going for a while.
Grampy, will you do Jurassic Park, the River Adventure?
You know, I haven't done it.
Really?
I have not done it. I've thought about doing it. There's a kind of a drop there, and I'm still thinking about it. I think if one of the grandkids shame me into it, maybe I might.
That's all it takes. It just takes a cute little grandkid saying, please, Wumpy, please, and he'll do anything.
I tend to cave.
You're in elite company. Do you know the Steven Spielberg story?
No, I do not.
So Spielberg did the, media, first ride sort of thing when the attraction was opening. And when they got to the top, the story is that he would not do the drop. And so they evac'd him off the ride and he was escorted down while everyone else did the drop.
No way.
Will Dave do that to old guys? Or just rich guys?
I mean, I'm sure you can get evac'd off a ride. I think the difference is Spielberg is an advisor and gets to go whenever he wants. And once you get yourself evac'd for doing that, that's probably your last time. But
last time in the park.
That banning stuff. Yeah, well.
Yeah, that'll get you.
Yeah, sounds like it might. Okay, I won't try that. But I will consider, I have considered going on there. Eventually, one time. Maybe in the future.
Coming back to food. Best on-site dining option. So that can be in the park, City Walk, or the hotels.
So I'm going to say Mama Della's by far.
Woohoo, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, at the hotel. That was great. We took the grandkids there, and they just stuffed their faces.
It was delicious, the theming is great. And they even have musicians that perform during dinner, and they're so talented, and they take requests.
The staff is so friendly. We talked to the waiters. We talked to the managers. I even went back and talked to some of the kitchen staff there because it has an open kitchen. We had a good time there.
Holly, tell me how you feel about that answer.
We love that answer. We adore Mama Della's.
Oh, great.
And it's so easy to get to because it's over at Portofino's and you can just take the ferry boat or walk over, and it's the perfect family restaurant or date night.
See, we love having you guys as sponsors, but hearing Mama Della's, we were just not expecting that. That just warms our heart. So we're big Tootsum people, but at least on my end, I'm sure Holly is probably similar. I'd say like Tootsum's and Mama Della's are like our 1 and 1A. We love Mama's. We went for the first time last year when we stayed at Portofino. We've probably been like 3 or 4 times since.
Yeah, I think so.
We
went one night and we were like, I think we had another reservation after.
We have like an ongoing thing where we just make reservations at Big Fire and then cancel them because something else always pops up. And that trip, it was Mama Della's.
Yeah. So we just went 2 nights in a row.
And then afterwards, we just walk across the plaza to get some gelato. That's great.
It's beautiful, and it looks like Italy. Right now, though, with the construction, you might have a different atmosphere. But once the construction's over, it'll be back to its beautiful self again.
Yeah, we got lucky. The construction was happening, but it was very hidden. You really couldn't tell it was happening at all. When we went in February, we stayed at the DoubleTree, and Holly and I actually experimented. We we took the walking path from the Doubletree, and you can either walk to Valet and get into City Walk that way, or you can actually turn and go down Portofino's driveway and take the walking path there. So we experimented. We're like, let's see which one's faster. And actually, the Valet one is a little bit faster, if not as scenic. But when we walked by Portofino, we were shocked. It was, I mean, the construction was very visible.
Yes. They try and do, to make it not affect the guests so much, they try and do, you know, the noisy things during the day when most of the guests are at the parks. But yeah, sometimes it's hard to hide the scaffolding and things like that. I can't wait to see how beautiful it is once they're all done.
We might have a tip for you guys when it comes to booking clients at a Portofino or any place that has those nice, any place with like a nice view. So Holly is a genius. I'm just along for the ride. So we booked a, what's it called? Water view room, a bay view room at Portofino. And we got a pretty good view. No real complaints. We were right on the water, a lot of traffic in the area, a lot of good, you know, people watching, could kind of see everything. It was nice. But we stayed like a Thursday to a Thursday. So when the weekend was over, on Monday morning, Holly texted the front desk and said, you know, no expectations or anything, but if you have any balcony rooms available, we'd love the opportunity to move, you know, anytime, just let us know. Kind of assuming that Monday is kind of a big getaway day for people. And they they moved us over to like the West Wing and put us in like not only a balcony room, but like
it was like an enormous
balcony. Highest floor, like one of the big stone balconies. Like it was amazing. And just because Holly asked and kind of picked a good day to do it, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. We definitely do requests like that because not every room has the balconies, or they'll have a Juliet, you know, where you can't walk out on the balcony, or some guests prefer having the patios. So it just depends on preference. But man, I'd love to sit out there on the balcony and just enjoy the grounds and the weather.
And listen to the opera singers.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. We did that from our room.
Holly, you have anything to say about that?
I do not. No, I'm not going into.
Okay. What?
We had a. Go ahead.
So, I typically don't enjoy live music. Opera is actually one of the few exceptions. But like, it just seems like every time Holly and I go to a restaurant, you know, like a small hole in the wall place, somebody has to plug in their amp and start playing music that's way too loud for this tiny venue that we're in. So we're sitting there. I'm enjoying a cigar at Thirsty Fish, and we're just kind of sitting there talking, and everything's peaceful. And then all of a sudden, like the loudest rendition of like Ed Sheeran from the Opera Singers comes out. Right?
Yes.
Remember?
Yeah. And it just comes out with, "When your legs don't work like they used to before," right, like the start of that line. And I was like, oh my gosh, like we didn't even know the opera singers were like coming out. And it was just so shocking with that line.
And then the actual singers came and it was fantastic. I actually took an opera class in like my freshman year of college. It was like I had to take a seminar and it was like the last available seminar. But I ended up actually enjoying it. So I do have a soft spot for the opera singers.
Yes. Sometimes they mix in some more modern songs. They're just not expecting that.
Yes, they do.
Trying to stay relevant.
Yeah.
Exactly. Our last question here, although we've gone on several tangents, so who knows, what is your favorite hotel to stay at?
Well, I've only stayed at the one hotel, Portofino Bay. That's our go-to place because the rooms are much bigger than the other hotels. We like to kind of stretch out there. And it's beautiful. The restaurants are right below, so it's great. We love it. We take the grandkids there, I take Grammy there. It's good. That's our go to Portofino Bay.
That's a good one for exploring.
Oh yeah, I mean just wander around the hotel, take a walk, and that's very nice. Very nice, especially in the evening. It's really nice.
Yeah.
How about you, Nikki?
So normally I would say Portofino, but Royal Pacific is really growing on me. I like the tropical feel and it feels like I'm in a resort, and it's the complete opposite of being in the parks. So it's kind of like your oasis, and you still get the express passes and you still are super close to the parks and can walk and ferry. So I would say that would be my number one. But if that was out of the budget, then Cabana Bay. Cabana Bay has so much going for it for the price point. Your walking distance to Volcano Bay. They have a little lazy river. The theming is so much fun. They even have a milkshake bar in the quick service area. Love it. Absolutely love it. So we usually hop between the two, go back and forth with our vacations.
Cabana Bay is an interesting pick. Holly and I didn't have a good experience the time we went, but we like to give places a second chance. The problem that we're running into with giving Cabana Bay a second chance is that we stayed at Aventura last fall and they gave us, we got a skyline view and they gave us such a good room. We're on like the 15th floor. We could see everything at the resort. It was crazy. Like all the way down to like the Hard Rock, the hotel, like all the way down to there. We could see a piece of Portofino and it was just so nice that we're like, oh man, how do we go to a hotel with the same price point? But right. We have said that we want to go to Volcano Bay at some point because we feel weird covering the resort and not having been to Volcano Bay.
And you haven't been there? Oh no. My gosh. Really?
That's probably when we'll end up doing a split stay. We'll probably do a night at Cabana Bay again. Because we got a Volcano Bay view room, and the first one they gave us was not that. And they actually fixed it for us and they moved us into another one with like a crazy view. Volcano right out front. I mean, it was outstanding. It's more just tough for us because of how much we love Aventura now. Same deal with like Sapphire Falls. We have to get there eventually, but it's like when you stay at Aventura, you can basically use all the same amenities. It's such a hard sell for us.
Yeah.
Last question here for both of you. Frozen, hot, or regular butterbeer?
Regular.
Frozen. Oh, no. Frozen.
What? Frozen?
Frozen.
Well, actually, I actually never had the frozen one. I've only had the regular one. I'm a purist.
Wow.
All right. Do you have it?
I got to try it next time.
Well, thank you very much to both of you for being on the show. Again, folks, that's Favorite Grampy Travels. Do you guys have any socials that you want to plug or anything?
Do we have any socials? Oh, of course we do. We're on Facebook at Favorite Grampy Travels. You can find us on Pinterest at Favorite Grampy Travels. You can find us on the web at favoritegrampytravels.com or just Google Favorite Grampy Travels and we'll pop up.
All right. And then that Facebook group is Universal Studios Friends and Family Tips and Tricks. Nikki, anything to add?
Now we'd love to see you guys in the group. Come on in and ask your questions and we'll get you some answers.
All right.
Yeah, join 230,000 friends.
Yeah, that's a busy group.
Plus us too.
It is. 230,002.
All right. Well, again, thank you for joining us. Thank you everyone for listening. As always, if you want to keep the conversation going, just reach out to us on social media. Check us out on Patreon if you want to help us out or you want access to exclusive things. Thank you all for listening. And as always, safe travels, explorers.